2 Kings 17 talks about how the house of Israel was deported to Assyria. That's in verse 6. It took place in the ninth year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria, Samaria being the capital of the house of Israel in those days, and carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Hela and in Habor by the river of Gozan in the cities of the Medes. And then it tells a long history here of why God did this to them, because of their sin. And verse 18 says, "Therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only." The tribe of Judah remained back there, but the house of Israel was deported to Assyria. We make that clear just for those who not quite understood that there was a difference between Judah and Israel. The word Jew is a shortened version of Judah. The Jews are not Israelites. The Israelites were deported, and they never returned. They're called the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They went to Assyria. Judah went to Babylon 100 years later, and then returned, and the next 500 years later is when Jesus was born in the land of Judea. That was not Israel. Israel was gone. But anyway, when Israel was deported, we find that, look at verse 23, "Until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he has said by all his servants, the prophets, so was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon, and from Cutha, from Ava, from Hamath, and from Sepharvaim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of, or in place of, the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria, and dwelt in the cities thereof. And so it was at the beginning of their dwelling there that they feared not the Lord. Therefore the Lord sent lions among them, which slew some of them." Now remember, the Samaritans then are not Israelites. Okay? They were deportees from other places that colonized the lands vacated by the house of Israel when the Assyrians came and took Israel captive and deported them. "The Lord sent lions. Wherefore they spoke to the king of Assyria, saying, The nations which thou hast removed and placed in the cities of Samaria know not the manner of the God of the land. Therefore he, God, hath sent lions among them, and behold, they slay them, because they know not the manner of the God of the land." Well, I think they got at least half true there, because it does say that the Lord sent lions among them, which slew some of them. "Then the king of Assyria commanded, saying, Carry thither one of the priests whom you brought from thence, and let them go and dwell there, and let them teach them the manner of the God of the land. Then one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and dwelt in Bethel, and taught them how they should fear the Lord." Now that sounds pretty good, huh? Here is a missionary to Samaria, going to tell them how to follow God. "Howbeit, every nation made gods of their own, and put them in the houses of the high places which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities wherein they dwelt. And the men of Babylon made Sukkoth-Benoth, and the men of Cush made Nergal, and so on." A bunch of strange gods' names here. And then in verse 32, "So they feared the Lord, and made unto themselves of the lowest of them priests of the high places, which sacrificed for them in the houses of the high places. They feared the Lord, and served their own gods, after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence." They feared the Lord, and served their own gods. In other words, they already had their religious system in place. They already had their belief system in place. And what they did, they got a priest to come to tell them about Yahweh, about the true God of Israel, and so they added the true God to their litany of beliefs that they already had. Does that sound a little bit like Simon the Samaritan? Well, he came by it honestly. This is the heritage of the Samaritan. It was a mixture.